everybody, what's up? Dave Sullivan from The Roofer Show, and we are going to continue on part two of our mini course on five ways to increase your profits on every job. And we're going to do it without selling more, hiring more people, or working any harder. And so today we are in episode number two. And this is about using job costing to locate and charge for lost or invisible costs. And this happens a lot. We're going to talk about change orders and how to track them, how to be sure that you're charging for them, because it's a huge problem in our industry. We're not passing on those change orders. We may forget. We don't know how to keep track of them. And they're just going by the wayside, and it's really affecting our margins. And if you didn't catch yesterday's show, be sure to go back and listen to that, because that's reviewing the estimate versus actual reports and how to course correct during and after the jobs. And how critical is that, being able to know what worked, what didn't, how we can tweak each of our areas, whether it's the labor, whether it's the materials that are off. It's the way to improve your profits on every job. But we're going to keep this short and jump into our material, because this is cut to the chase. This is what you need to know as a contractor, as the owner of your business. Just the basic numbers, the basics. You don't have to go back to school to learn accounting, but you do have to know these numbers. And also make sure that you send this off, forward it to anybody in your bookkeeping department, your accounting, your accountants. Great information. And let's get into part two of our course. And be sure to go to Diane's website at buildyournumbers.com/Dave, where you can pick up her free ebook. It's about four companies that are some doing it the right way, some doing it the wrong way, but it's some real world experience that'll really help you out. So let's get into part two with Diane Gilson. Diane, thanks so much for coming back for part two of our mini course on the five ways to increase your profits on every job. So what do we got going for our audience today?
Okay, well, our part one that we talked about last time was reviewing estimate versus actual reports so you can course correct during and after jobs. So today what we're going to do is jump into the second way that you can use your job costing to locate and charge for lost or invisible costs. So I would imagine there are never lost or invisible costs in roofing. Is that right, Dave?
Never. All right. Well, that sounds good. So let's just get into it, Diane. Tell us about that.
Okay. So when you're in the process of job costing and you're continually entering and monitoring costs for individual jobs, and of course that could be your bookkeeper or your in-house accounting person, you're going to be able to see every outlay. You'll be able to see payroll, burden costs, materials, contractors, and other costs that are related to a given job. And why is that important for you? Well, it's because you should be invoicing your customer for all the costs you incur to do their projects. And if you don't have a system that shows the costs assigned to a job by job code, it's really easy to make invoicing mistakes. So, Dave, do roofers ever do time and materials jobs, or do you mostly work on a fixed price basis?
You know, some of our smaller jobs, particularly a lot of our repairs, we may be doing on a time and material basis, but most of our jobs are a fixed price.
Okay. So if you're doing any time and materials jobs, then it's really critical that you are able to see what costs you incurred so you're sure that you invoice for those plus your appropriate markup. Okay.
Makes sense.
But if you're working on a fixed price basis, then, you know, you might say, well, what difference does it make? What costs do I have? I've already told somebody that we're going to do this for a fixed price. So why do I need to watch the costs? And part of it is that little beast called change orders. Okay. So let's talk about that. let's say you've got a fixed price job. Okay, I think it's pretty evident on time and materials why you want to make sure that you make sure everything is invoiced through. But let's just talk about a change order. So let's say that your bookkeeper enters a $700 bill that you incurred for a customer's job. And if you normally use a 50% markup to yield a 33% gross profit, you'd probably then be invoicing your customer $1,050 for this particular item, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you don't use job costing to attach this $700 cost to the job, it's really easy to overlook that cost. Okay, and as a result, if you miss invoicing for that specific line item, it means that you end up eating not only that $700 cost, okay, but you lose the $350 markup as well. So in other words, that invisible cost just took $1,050 directly out of your pocket. And when you find this kind of mistake after it's too late to fix it, you might even want to stop and think about what could that missing money have meant to my family, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's not just money on paper. That money has a personal impact on you. And unfortunately, these kinds of errors are easy to make, and when they happen regularly, they can really add up and have a big cumulative impact on your gross profits. Now,
and this is a huge problem that I see. It's really common. And unfortunately, too many contractors don't pass those costs on. And this is why, obviously, you need to talk about change orders, how they're going to be handled before we start the job. But as we get into the job, and you've got replacing decking, you run into unforeseen conditions, this can make a huge difference on the job. It can be a matter of your entire profit is not getting covered and passed on to your customer. So it's a big problem in our industry.
Right. So if you're using your job costing and watching your reports, you can definitely use this to increase your gross profits by using it as a tool to invoice your customers correctly. Okay. And when you use job costing, you're going to automatically see the time and cost for each job, so you can stop those invisible and really costly gifts of time and materials to your customers. So, for instance, in QuickBooks Desktop, you can not only convert your estimate into an invoice, but you can also check the time and cost you've entered into the system. If you have extra costs that need to be billed to your customer, it'll just paste the information directly into your customer invoice. It's just a click and a paste. So that means that you and your customer are both being treated fairly. And you do deserve to be treated fairly, right?
For a change, yes, we do.
Yes. Since we're talking about invoicing, in our last discussion, we talked about getting job estimates into your books. And that does impact your invoicing, because another great benefit of getting your estimates and your costs into your books is that it can really speed up your invoicing process. You can look at those differences and help make sure that you're invoicing everything that you should be. And of course, one more time, I'm going to say this technique by using job costing, it means you can increase your profits without selling more, without hiring more people, or without working harder.
And that, again, is what it's all about. So that's great information, Diane. We're going to get into part three next week of our little mini course here on the five ways to increase your profits on every job. What are we going to cover tomorrow?
We're going to talk about how to spot and eliminate your low profit and loser jobs, and then how to take that information to help you shift your business mix into higher gross profit work. So those will be items number 3 and 4 out of our 5 ways to use job costing to increase your profits on every job.
Well, I'm looking forward to that one because I've got a lot to say. Well, Diane, if our audience wants to get more information about this, where should they go?
Okay, so if you want something in more depth, once you are near your computer at the office, or maybe even on your iPad, you could probably do this, go back to your office and go to buildyournumbers.com/Dave. And we've set up some special gifts for our Dave listeners, the Roofer Show listeners. On that page, you can get access to our Job Costing Secrets videos, as well as our ebook, A Tale of Four Companies. And once you're over on that, and once you've checked out that page, you'll find that we also have a number of free articles and resources.
And everybody should download this ebook. It's some great information, and we want to make sure you get that and pass that along to anybody that's doing your bookkeeping or your finances. So, Diane, thanks so much for coming on, and we will see you tomorrow.